Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. Did you know, you probably didn't know this bit of trivia information, but, I'm not even actually going to go there, because that's not what we want to go to today, and that's not what we want to focus on, because we have with us my friend, Dr. David Jones, and up front, David, I know you're going to start chuckling, because you're not a doctor, and you don't play one on TV, right?
That is correct.
But I'll tell you, when somebody gives you advice or a tip or anything other than, hey, take two of these and call me in the morning, because that's usually what good doctors do, but when somebody gives you advice or a bit of intel or information that literally radically changes your life, and you get comment after comment after comment from other people who see you or haven't seen you in a while, or you just feel good about putting that information to practice, well, that person goes up on a pedestal in my book. And so, David, you're on that pedestal, and I hope that, you know, you don't, that doesn't blow up your head so you can't get out of your house today or out of your vehicle. And I know you won't. But that's why I always refer to my friend Dr. David Jones. But, David, you're not a doctor. You are a physical trainer. You are a master guru in the arena of, can I say, physical fitness? And
Yes.
Yeah, you would claim that, right?
I've been in health, fitness, and wellness now for May 1st of this year marks 30 years that I've worked in some form of health, fitness, or wellness.
Okay, and that being noted, oh my goodness, I have to kind of think which way I want to go with this so people really can grasp the magnitude of what they're about to hear and if they'll apply it. As we, not just as Nikan Wellness Consultants, but Nikan customers or whoever happens to catch this conversation, if we'll apply it, can be monumental, because as you taught me a couple years ago, very few physical trainers in the U.S., let alone the world, are teaching what you teach.
That is true. That is true. And I had the fortunes of learning that. For those of you on the call, that piece of advice that Vance is referring to is called time under tension. You probably saw that in the email that he sent us the other day, letting us know about this call. And I happen to learn that from a gentleman who's considered the number one expert on biomechanics, which is how the body moves. I first started in fitness as a, believe it or not, I'm a former college football player. I was an offensive lineman. One of the guys up front that do the blocking, we were affectionately referred to as the Big Uglies. But
so you're like me. So people get an idea. You're short, 5'6", and soaking wet, 135 pounds, right?
Not quite. I'm 6'3", and I'm about 275. 6'3", about 275.
You're not going to interpret this the wrong way. What was your weight when you were one of those guys up on the front line?
About 260.
Okay, so and just solid Roman wall. You got to get through you to get to the quarterback. In other words.
Well, if you've seen linemen, they have a lot of muscle on them, but I wouldn't say solid, because they tend to have a little bit of extra around the middle. Because when you play at offensive line, you're told to just eat and lift weights and eat and lift weights. So you put on muscle, but you put on some other stuff too, unfortunately.
I'll let you go ahead. You continue to. I'm sorry that I.
How I got my start is a great example of what we teach people when we're introducing Nikan, and that's to think outside the box and get outside your comfort zone. So when I stopped playing, I knew I wasn't good enough to go to the NFL, so I wasn't playing football anymore, but at the time I did love to eat, so I thought, if I continue eating the way I enjoy, I'm going to balloon up and be huge. or I can do something about it and trim down and not carry this weight that I needed for football but don't need for life. Because as I've learned in NECAN, and those of you that are new to the call, one of the really interesting pieces of information I've learned is that when you gain 1 pound of fat, your body has to produce 7 miles of extra blood vessels and arteries. And that blew me away. It's like, holy cow, because some people think when they gain like 5 or 10 over the holidays, no big deal. But if you think about it, that 5 pound gain over the holidays results in 35 miles of extra arteries and blood vessels in the body, and that's got to be taxing on the heart.
Or an extreme that I met a gentleman over the phone who gained 21 pounds in a week on a Caribbean cruise.
Oh, yeah, with all of the buffets they have?
So 21 times, I can't even do the math that fast. That's a lot of veins and arteries, a lot of extra work on the heart.
Yes. Well, you got to figure that's almost like 150 miles of extra arteries and blood vessels. And yeah, that when I heard that, I was like, wow. When I got started, I grew up in a town called Newark, Ohio. I'm in Columbus, Ohio, which is right in the middle of the state. And I grew up in a town about 45 minutes east of Columbus called Newark. And I was back in Newark after I graduated from college. And I was talking to the fitness manager at the gym where I was working out and asking, you know, picking his brain on what I could do to, you know, to get rid of some of the football weight. And he said, you know what? And this was back in 1986. I graduated college in 1986. And he said, why don't you try an aerobics class? And I looked at him like, because if those of you old enough to remember 1986, back then aerobics was women in leotards and Jane Fonda and stuff like that.
And then you almost forgot one of my idols, Richard Simmons.
Yes, Richard Simmons. And his striped shorts is his striped little tight-fitting shorts. But other than Richard and, you know, very few men did aerobics back then, but I thought, you know, what the heck, I'll give it a try. And in aerobics, if you've ever done it, you know, your arms are, you're trying to get your arms in sync with your legs. And I was in the back row, and being an ex-college football offensive lineman, the first time I did it, the arms were definitely not in sync with the legs, and I looked like a whale out of water. And the coordination was not there, but for whatever reason, I had fun and enjoyed it, so I kept doing it. And like with anything else that you do consistently, you know, it becomes a second nature to you. So the arms and legs started getting in sync with each other, and I kind of got hooked on it. And I went from back row to slightly working my way up to front row in the aerobics classes. And I, in the course of that time, I moved over to Columbus from Newark, and at the club where I was working out, I approached the aerobics director, who was a former cheerleader for Ohio State University, which is in Columbus, And I said, I think I'd like to teach this stuff. And she kind of looked at me, and she had never hired an instructor that didn't already have teaching experience. So long story short, she said, prove to me you're committed to this. There's an organization that certifies instructors that's coming to Columbus at the end of April. If you sign up and take that course and pass the test, I will hire you. So I went to that course, passed the test, and May 1st of 1988, she hired me as an aerobics instructor. I taught aerobics for 8 years and then transitioned into personal training, which I did for 15 years. And it was during the personal training years that a trainer that I worked with came up to me and he said, I know how much you love learning about the human body. See, although I've worked in fitness, and it's comical when I hear Vance call me Dr. Jones, because some of the places where I've done personal training, the fellow trainers that I've worked with, their nickname for me was Dr. Dave. And but I never went to medical school. I don't have a medical degree. And even in college, my degree is in marketing. I was taking business courses, not anatomy or physiology or kinesiology.
David, let me stop you there, too, because, you know, as I typed up that email a few days ago, I thought to myself, you know, there are people in the medical profession, if they read this, and I have a good friend, Dr. John Jackson, he would be an exception to this, but people in the medical field who have gone to school a lengthy amount of time, they would be offended because they earn that title. Just like pick any industry. Let's say the fire industry. If you work at a fire station and you are the chief of that station or you're a captain, you've earned that title. So a brand new recruit that comes in that's barely even 18 years old who comes into that firehouse and say, well, I'm going to be the chief. Yeah, it's not going to go over so well. It's just not, because it hasn't been earned. You have earned, and again, in my book, and I don't want to make a big deal of this, but I think if I do, if one person listening to us grabs a hold of this and says, because fast forward to pop culture, to current today, just in the NFL and in the college industry of football, there are more football players dancing around on the football field on a regular basis. Why? Because they're doing what you did in 1986 when I graduated from high school, that everybody thought was nuts, especially in that field. David, I want to shift if we can, because right now, currently, and when you and I were chatting a few days ago, when it comes to the world of Neekin, I'm ready to just, my brain's ready to explode, because there's a convergence going on right now, a big event in Toronto, and I just got off the phone with Suzanne Steele and Auntie Anne, as we call her on the ICANN group, Anne Brienzia, and there is a kind of a refocus of sorts of people saying, oh, wait a second, that is definitely going back to our roots of where this company started in 1975, of getting regrounded, reconnected, and thus the Kinko Ground, brand new product, just introduced yesterday, and if you haven't looked at it, do yourself a favor and go look at it, read about it, there's lots of emails, lots of information coming down. Getting regrounded. You and I were talking, and I love the way that you explain Neekin. And this is not meant to be preachy. It's not meant to be, you know, Christianese or anything like that. It just made sense the way you were explaining it to me. And I'm going, oh, my gosh, I'm going to have to change my, you know, title of David Jones from doctor to minister David Jones. So do us a favor, talk about that, because I think it not only resonated with me, but it just made sense.
Sure, Vance. And also, lately in your emails, you've mentioned a lot about having tools, you know, different tools that those of us in Neekin can use to share with the people that we're prospecting and trying to introduce Neekin to. And what you're alluding to that I'll share, also I thought of a really awesome connection to your mention of tools. And what Vance is alluding to is I tell people, without sounding like I'm preaching, when I'm talking to them about Neekin, I'll ask them, I'll say, by the way, do you happen to be Christian? And, you know, most of them say yes. And I say, the only reason, I'm not going to start preaching, but the only reason I'm asking is because, in addition to having these technologies that are blowing people away, and, you know, doctors like John Jackson, people that have made a career in medicine and gone to a very expensive medical school to help people, doctors are blown away by the results they're seeing from Neekin. And I say, you know, the added bonus we have with Neekin is that God's awesomeness is at the very center of what we do. Because every cell in the body, because 30 years ago, you know, back when I was starting aerobics, and you're in your 40s, man, you remember 30 years ago we were told if you wanted to get healthier or make positive changes on your body, then just, you know, eat better and exercise, eat right and exercise. And 30 years ago that was enough. But nowadays our environment has become so toxic, to really make a significant impact on your own health and well-being, it takes a lot more than just eating right and exercising. And now you're hearing the health researchers and the health experts all say, you want to impact your body at the cellular level, because we are made up of about 75 trillion cells. And when I heard that, I was like, okay, if that's the direction I want to go, then I want to do a little bit of homework and find out what do my cells have just to stay alive and function. And it happens to be the five elements of nature. God gave us everything we need for our bodies to thrive, and he put it right in front of us. But for some reason, as powerful as the human mind is, we human beings have a tendency to want to make things a lot more difficult than they need to be.
Well, I would reiterate that, because let's take a McDonald's Big Mac. Now, those of us listening right now, you're appalled that I would even mention that. But that food item has 72 freaking ingredients in it. And not one of them, the sesame seeds on the bun, highest form of calcium of any vegetable, of course. But good grief, the meat packing plant where the bulk of those patties come from is just down up the road from you outside of Findlay, Ohio. And,
yeah.
You know, it's like that's not what we're going for. So you talk about toxic. It's
yes.
Huge. And connecting people, and whether you want to refer to God as the creator of the universe or Mother Nature, I don't really care. It's all semantics to me. But I think if we're honest, like you're saying, David, if we're honest and we'll say, wait a second, this is, we got to connect with the creation of ourselves. And if we get those back in alignment, the time under tension, allowing our body to do what it should do, then it just functions. So when you explain this to people, I think a lot of what I hear you saying is that if they'll admit that, okay, you recognize that your body will function better with the proper sleep, the adequate hydration, the energy, the nutrients, and you're saying this, and hopefully you're eating something edible rather than a Big Mac. And you've seen this time after time after time. Where does it go from there? Give us an example of something that you've seen where people say, oh, yeah, I do believe that way. That makes sense. Okay, so enlighten me.
As far as with getting people to see that with Nikan, you mean?
Yeah.
Just recently, I had a very nice experience happen on a high school football player. I shared with Vance that during the years I was a personal trainer, that's when I got introduced to Nikan. And I wake up every morning thanking God for that trainer I worked with who came up to me and said, people that know me really well just call me Jonesy. And he came up to me and said, Jonesy, I know how much you love learning about the human body. I'm going to share something with you that I think you'll get really excited about. And he shared something, he shared information about Nikan. And the more I learned about Nikan, the more excited I got. And another trainer came up to me and said the same thing. And he taught me about something called muscle activation techniques. And both of them focus on balance. Muscle activation is done on a massage table, and using range of motion, I'll be able to find muscles in your body that have shut down. And then the person on the table, myself and them, we actually get those muscles turned on. And then once I do a muscle activation session on somebody, and there's a professional golfer here in Columbus I've been recently working with, I segue into Nikan by talking about the water. And because after spending that whole session turning on muscles that have shut down, muscles are 75% water. And for any of you on the call that have tried to lose weight, or you're trying to do what I affectionately refer to as de-jiggling the body, because male or female, we all have parts of the body that we don't like, and the parts that we don't like tend to be the parts that jiggle. So we try to get rid of it and jiggle as body fat. Your body burns fat inside your muscles, and muscles are 75% water. So the better hydrated you are, the better fat burning your body's going to do. And I was doing muscle activation on this high school football player, and when I have time on Friday nights and I work on athletes like that, when I can, I try to go to catch one of their games to see how they're doing. And I happen to go to this kid's game on a Friday night, on the way there, his mother was texting me. Well, I got there a little bit late because I was late getting out of Columbus. I had to drive about 45 minutes. And the mother texted me that the son was dealing with cramps. He was playing well, but dealing with cramps. And I happened to have my sport bottle with me. So when I got there, I connected with the mother, and I went down to the fence behind the team bench, and I got him to come over to where I was. I gave him my Nikan sport bottle, and I said, you drink this and don't drink anything else but this. And I got there right at halftime. And before the third quarter was even over, his cramps were gone because he was drinking the Nikan pie water. And he had been cramping the whole first half. It was Because here in Columbus, up until the last few days, it's been more summer. Even though we're into fall, it's been more summer-like weather. The temperature's been in the upper 80s, and it's been humid. And so when you're wearing 25 pounds of equipment on a football field, you know, you tend to get hot pretty easily. And this kid was cramping. And I gave him my sport bottle and said, "Drink. This is the only thing I want you drinking." And before the third quarter was even over, he said the cramps were gone.
David, let me play devil's advocate for that right there, because I know the people listening. We're all Nikonites, and we're going, yeah, we drink out of the waterfall. We use the sports bottle. We bathe into the shower head. You know, we're kind of preaching to the choir. But really, no, not so much. Because what I still find and hear people doing, and I'm just as guilty of this, we're not consuming half our body weight in ounces of water. And I got a phone call yesterday from my first ever college roommate, and he's like you, David. He's 6'5", and right now I think he's, what did he tell me when we spoke several months ago? I think he's like 210. So he is just ripped. I mean, he's 10 years older than I am. By the way, I'm no longer in my 40s. I joined ARP, AARP, last Sunday. My family.
Oh, that's right. You did have this year, didn't I? I forgot about that. Belated happy birthday,
Dave. Thank you. But, you know, what Scott said to me on the phone, here's my first ever college roommate. We met when I was 17. He was 27. And one of three, and I went to Bible school, so it's different than going to a university. But he said to me on the phone yesterday, he said, "Vance, that picture you sent me a few weeks ago," he said, I made this T-shirt for you, but it's small." And I said, "Scott, I don't wear a small, I wear a medium." And he goes, "Yeah, brother, you look like you're about ready to wither away and blow away in the wind that you have there." And I said, "Thanks for the compliment, Scott." But, David, it goes back to the biggest thing is sleep, adequate sleep, water, energy that we get from these amazing products, and then the nutrients. And I'll tell you, this stuff works, and it works amazing when we put it all into practice, because we're not really selling water. We're not selling hydration. We're not really selling sleep. We're selling the whole package. And when people get honest with each other, and that's, I know you know this, and I know you're seeing that, you know, with this football player, just getting him, the one missing element he needed desperately right then was just to get hydrated.
Right. Yeah, when he's in the middle of a football game, I'm not going to put him down on a nature rest sleep pad, you know, and I don't carry one with me, but it's like sometimes you just never know when the opportunity to introduce Nikan to somebody can be, and water is such a great place to start. And you hear, you know, you've had Elaine Conley on your calls, and she's a wealth of knowledge. I pick her brain all the time. She's awesome. And some of the docs and the other medical professionals that videos from years past, there's a great one I watch a lot from Curtis Bennett, the thermographic imaging expert, and they all say, you know, the body is 70% water. And again, making the connection to our Creator, it's not a coincidence that the human body, by weight, is 70% water, and so is the surface of the Earth.
Yeah, that's probably not a coincidence.
No. And going back to earlier, I mentioned, Vance, that I was going to connect because you mentioned the use of tools. And what I love to tell people is, you know, the most powerful tool we have, and alluding to what you were just sharing, Vance, the most powerful tool we have when we share Nikan with people is the truth. The truth and the facts. Because it's absolute fact that cells cannot live without those five elements of nature: air, water, sleep, nutrition, and natural energy. The energy of the earth, which is magnetism, and the energy of the sun, which is the far infrared. And there's other companies out there that are only doing that one of those things. And what's interesting is, And you have companies out there that they have their one thing, and they say, you know, we have the key to health and wellness. And if that one thing, and I'm not going to mention any companies who slam them, but if that one thing they have was all it took for the body to be as healthy as possible, then God would have created an earth full of just that one thing. But he didn't. He gave us the five things that our cells have to have. When other companies claim that they have the solution, I refer to that as, you know, that's a company that's trying to play God, And I have the utmost respect and appreciation for Nika and Mr. Masuda, who started this thing years ago in 1975, that NECAM, in my opinion, NECAM lets God play God.
Mm.
They don't try to come across as though they have the answer. They've researched the body, and NECAM says, you know what? The body needs these five things, and we're going to hold true to these five things because there's a reason that they were given to us by our Creator. We're not going to take any one and run with it, because you're right, Vance. It's each one of them by ourselves, you know. On your previous calls, you mentioned the company Kangen Water. Kangen Water is a $4,000 water system. Our sport bottle that's $48 retail will blow away that $4,000 water system, okay? And we do each one of those things better than companies doing only that one thing, because NECAM does the most extensive research on the human body for us, and they want us to have the best that there is, and that's what they provide us with. So I tell people the most powerful tool we have is truth and facts, because we're not out there trying to play God. NECAM lets God play God and then lets us introduce people to that and experience it for themselves.
Well, and David, I want to tie a bow on our conversation here for the sake of time. I just love that. I'm sitting here and I had to mute myself because I'm starting to do a little happy dance and wave the white hanky like people do in a Pentecostal church or when they get really excited, the truth, or they sit there and go, and they're nodding their heads in agreement and their pens are smoking because they're writing notes so fast. I mean, pick your thing. But yeah, a $48.75 solution is monumental, but that's just a starting point. We really need to look. And you go to a naturopathic physician, or you go, like here in Portland, we have the Northwest Naturopathic College. And when you're really messed up, when your body's toxic and you're carrying extra weight and you've got a couple addictive behaviors that are not healthy, they'll just start eliminating them. I think of Roger Drummer, who told me once, because we were swapping stories of, you know, people that we'd met on medications. And he said, oh, my record, and I'll never forget this because it was the year I graduated from high school. He said, my record was 86. 86 with a woman. And in her kids, who were trying to take care of her, she was elderly, every doctor they took her to, they would just look at her and look at the list of meds and say, no, not going to touch it. Not going to, I just can't do that. And he said it wasn't very long at all, but he took her down from 86 down to it was less than 20. I mean, short amount of time, and got her, you know, on the right track. David, I want to kind of throw this out there, and I didn't ask your permission to do this, but I know there's people in the world of NECAM that have more questions, you know, and they're going, man, it would be great if I could call them. And maybe nobody will call you. Maybe nobody will text you. But I at least want to make it available so that people can say, okay, what would you suggest with this person or that kind of thing, you know, dealing with the muscle activation. And I want to say to finish that thing, Your time under tension, you called me and said and left a message, you know, this is a couple years ago, based on a comment I had made on Saturday morning. And you said, Vance, you got a couple minutes, call me, and I think I have something for you. And it totally revolutionized what I do. And I don't do it that often. But the thing is, when my body is not in its element, all I got to do is take that little bit of advice. You know, yesterday was a perfect example. When I went to bed last night and I looked at the clock, and Stacy said to me, she's like, man, this is a long day. And I said, you? I said, and I leaned over and I could see the clock across the room. And I said, it's exactly 21 hours from when this day started for me. And she said, well, that was your fault. Because I chose to get up and respond to a medical call. And then when I got back home, I just couldn't fall back to sleep, so I just went for it. But 21 hours, major sleep deprivation. But what I did throughout the day, just keep pounding that water down, you know, the real salt. Just keep hitting those other elements. Make sure the salad that I ate for lunch was really firing. I mean, I wouldn't recommend that, but that was the second 20-plus hour day that I've had this week just because it was my choice. And I'm not going to say other people need to do that. And please don't, as the commercials say, you know, children don't do this at home. Yeah, I wouldn't suggest anybody do it. But, David, how do people get a hold of you if they want to really say, okay, maybe I'm doing something or I'm not getting all eight cylinders to fire?
Well, I'm happy to give out my contact information. Can I quickly explain what time under tension is?
Yes, please.
I mentioned it earlier, but time under tension, and Van said it made a huge difference. It's a very simple thing. Any of you guys that exercise and you're trying to tone up your arms, your abs, your legs, you want bones of steel, as they said over the many years. The key to it, okay, and everyone's busy. Nobody, you know, we all have busy schedules. No one wants to put extra time or more time than it should take into exercising. Time under tension is simply, since most people are visual learners, once you're, whatever exercise you're doing, say you're doing a sit-up and you want to tighten your abs, as soon as your abdominal muscles are contracted and firmed up, once they're turned on, time under tension is simply, you want to visualize a person standing there with a stopwatch. And that and once your muscles are turned on, your abdominals, for example, you're doing sit-ups. And by the way, don't do crunches, it's a total waste of time. The best abdominal exercise is a full sit-up where you go from lying down to all the way sitting up. And because you'll be maximizing time under tension, as Vance can attest to. So once your muscles you're trying to target are turned on, you want that stopwatch to run as long as possible before those muscles shut off. Okay? So if you're doing a sit-up and you come all the way back down and you let your body, your upper body, totally rest on the floor, you've allowed those muscles to shut off. So that stopwatch just shut off, and you're going to have to restart it again. So to get the most out of every sit-up or every squat or lunge that you do for your thighs and your butt muscles, to get the most out of every rep, you want to think of time under tension. Once the muscles you're targeting are turned on, you want those muscles to stay turned on. Visualize that person standing there with a stopwatch and their timing, how long those muscles are turned on. How much time are the muscles under tension? That's what time under tension is. And Vance caught on to that real quickly, and it's made a huge difference in the strength and development of his abdominal muscles.
David, I think the biggest reason why is having had both, had two hernia surgeries, you know, I gave the medical community their shot at it. And when you shared that with me, I thought, you know, how do I prevent or re-damage what the doctors, and they did an amazing job, two different surgeries, but, man, it's like if I could have learned this prior to that, I know, because I was not an athlete in high school. And when I, you know, was 3 years in Bible school, I didn't do any of this stuff. But now I feel better than I did when I was in my 20s because of these simple little things. So I really, you know, and again, I don't want to make such a big deal of it, but it is for me.
And you mentioned, Vance, how many people across the country put the time in to go to gyms and exercise and stuff. And a great example of so many people, even, you know, certified and certified, supposedly qualified trainers that still don't get this. One exercise you'll see done in every single gym is a walking lunge. You'll see people grabbing dumbbells off the dumbbell rack and they start lunging, walking across the gym. And that's someone who doesn't understand time under tension, because if you're doing a walking lunge, as you step forward with your right leg and lunge with your right leg, the stopwatch is running for the thigh muscles in your right leg. But as soon as you step with your left leg and lunge with that leg to stop, the stopwatch for the right leg just shut off. So it keeps a stopwatch. You see what I'm saying? It takes twice as long to get results because you keep stopping and restarting the stopwatch instead of continuing to lunge with the same leg so the stopwatch never stops. But yet you'll see walking lunges done in every gym across the country, and it's the biggest waste of time you can do.
David, I have to stop, but I could tell you so many stories of our friends that, oh my gosh, their dedication to the gym, an hour and a half, some of them, and
yep.
their kids are being sacrificed because it's, you know, mommy daddy time they don't have. And I'm thinking, I do this when I brush my teeth, You know,
yeah.
But that's just for me. So again, everybody's different. But David, give your cell number out if you can, and you can text them, you could call them, or email. What I think most people in the 21st century we text. So, and if you don't text, well, just call them. If
sure.
That's okay.
Yeah, my cell phone is 614-984-9514. Again, 614-984-9514. And my email address is D Jones, basically my name is DJONES, and then the number 4, and then the word health, health, @AOL.com. D Jones, the number 4, and then the word health, @AOL.com is my email.
David, thank you. Because, again, I don't want to build a big thing, but there's so many things that when we look at NECAN, when we look at getting our health back, you know, self-care, being proactive, and, you know, part of the ICANN mantra is that my ICANN attitude only builds value in my brand. This brand or this concept must substantiate my company's position as the only, and this is my emphasis, total and complete wellness package. Okay, that's not the way it was originally written, but that's the way I morphed it, because what you said earlier, rather than just focus on one item and playing God with that one item, let's focus on the big picture. And I think all these little things, we can do that. And it's huge.
Absolutely, Vance. But the synergy is so powerful, because once you start with the water, but then once you add the nutritionals, it's like the nutritionals make the water better, and being hydrated makes the effect of the magnets better. Because sometimes, if you rush to give somebody a magnet and they're dehydrated, like Vance was saying, half your body weight in ounces is the right amount of water for hydration. And if you drink alcohol and/or caffeine on top of that, you need to take another 1 or 2 16-ounce glasses to counter the effects of the alcohol or the caffeine, and then half your body weight on top of that. But sometimes when a person is dehydrated, they'll have a strong reaction to the magnet. And it's not that the magnet's making them worse. It's that they're dehydrated.
Yeah, and you're stirring up all that talking. You know, and here's one little quick story that I heard on Thursday. And I haven't shared this with anybody yet. But I bumped into a friend whose son used to be my weed-eating boy. Okay? He started when he was 10 or 12. And he asked me to write a letter of recommendation for him so he could get natural gas hooked up in his apartment, and I don't know what I had no idea why he asked me, but anyway, his dad told me just the other day, he is a doctor now, and I couldn't figure out why he wanted to go into medical school and do that over being my weed-eating boy for life. I said, Matthew, what, did I not teach you anything? Come on. $10 an hour as opposed to being a doctor, and we enjoyed a lot. But he is a doctor now on the Las Vegas Strip. I mean, right down in the thick of it. And he shared with his dad just a few weeks ago, he said, Dad, it is so sad. These people that come in here, and he said, just the other day, this woman comes in, and she was complaining about her foot was just killing her. And he said, so I took her shoe and sock off, and he said, I looked at her and said, well, and I don't remember the name of the gal, but he said, what? Where's your big toe? What happened to your big toe? And he said, this gal was, and I cut Chris off. I said, huge? He goes, oh, yeah. He just, the way Matthew described it was just absolutely huge. And she looked down at the doctor, Matthew, and said, you know, I don't know what happened to that big toe. It's just gone. And he read her file. He read her chart, the information that was sent from her doctor, wherever she was from. And she's a diabetic, you know, blood sugar disorders, and so they just start lopping off the toes. But he said to his dad, and his dad shared with me, he said, you know, it's just so sad. Dad, almost every patient that comes into this facility, this hospital here where I'm serving, they're just, if they would just do one thing, and they're not doing anything.
Is it right?
Give me a break. I mean, it's Sin City. Isn't that what it's called? Las Vegas is? But, you know, David, you've given us some information that we can do more than just one thing. We can do multiple things, and I really, really appreciate that. And I do hope people take advantage of you. Don't abuse them too much, but just utilize you as a resource, a tool, because it could be monumental for folks that just need a lot of things, but if they could just focus on getting one going in the right direction, that would open the door, you know, the whole arena to wellness.
Absolutely. You're very welcome, Vance. And those of you on the call, whether you've been in NECAM a long time or very new and just joined, you know, NECAM is not a medical company. Now, because of the amazing responses people have, you'll get contacted. I get contacted all the time. You know, what does NECAM have for MS, or what does NECAM have for lupus? Is that we don't treat or cure any diseases because we're not a medical company. We just simply show you how to give your body what our Creator gave us to feed off of. And when you do that, when you create the right environment for healing, the body can and often will heal itself.
And I'm so glad you remembered to say that, because I often forget, and you know, and then I can get myself in a lot of trouble. www.saturdayamlive.com is the website. I had it. Somebody asked me a couple weeks ago and said, "What website do you keep talking about?" And I'm like, "Oh my goodness." SaturdayAMLive.com. You'll see, someone said to me the other day, "Well, Vance, that's just a blog." Well, just keep looking. All of these conversations are archived there, and you'll see a picture of David and a little teaser. But we try and put it all there and go from it. And I want to throw in as well the ICANN Attitude. ICANN 2 is a little tab that you can find out about. We're going to be launching into session number, I forget which one it is. Some of us it's 8, some of us it's 9, and that is a completely different 12-week course that we go through, but there's a tab there. Check that out, and a lot of the other resources that Steve puts all on there. So, David, thank you very, very much. I'm going to say adios, da svidaniya, for now, and then got a couple quick announcements.
You're very welcome, Vance. Thank you.